Mickey McWilliams is the executive director of the Michigan Snow Sports Industries Association. Mickey, good morning.
Good morning.
You're up north as we speak. Where are you?
I'm in Bel Air, which is not too far from Shaney Creek.
I have a friend from Bel Air, and he would tell me, Tony, it's not pronounced Bel Air, it's Blair. So
That's right.
Did you get any snow in the last 24 hours up there?
We did. We have some snow. It's not a whole lot, but we have enough that the ground is all white here. It's looking pretty good.
I saw a recent report where many of Michigan's ski resorts are hurting right now because they need and they want and they got to have snow, and it's been a pretty lame winter so far. tell us about that.
Well, we'd love to have more natural snow, of course, and a little bit colder temperatures. However, our ski areas have such good snowmaking capacities now that we make snow whenever it reaches 28 degrees or lower. So our ski areas, although you know, you might not have snow in your backyard, the ski areas have snow.
How many ski resorts do we have in the state?
Well, technically there's about 42.
All right.
There's some of them are real. You know, there's a couple really little ones, but Michigan has more ski areas than any other state.
All right, so we're waiting for that massive snowstorm, but 28 degrees is key to make the snow. Looking ahead, and I know you watch the weather probably more so than anyone else. Do you see any snow heading our way within the next week or so?
Yes, certainly we're going to get some snow and colder temperatures, we're all doing our snow dance as well, but we will be seeing snow, and even if you don't see snow, come on out to the ski slopes because they have it. We've got our slopes are open, and I was out over at the slopes at Shush Mountain yesterday, and they looked really good. I talked to Boeing Highlands yesterday, and they're almost all open. Almost 100% of their terrain is open, and it's the same with Nub's Knob. In southern part of our state, Mount Brighton is open, which isn't too far from Lansing, and they've got great conditions. So it's a good time to go out and ski because it's not so cold and snowy right now, but there's snow to ski on.
Mickey, how has the industry changed in the last decade or so?
Well, there have been a lot of things that have changed. Well, one is what I mentioned before, better snowmaking equipment. But some of the other things that I think are really pretty interesting, we have world-class terrain parks in Michigan. The jumps and half pipes and things like that that people that are either skiers or snowboarders like to go in. And the kind of interesting thing about Michigan is many of our ski areas don't just have one area that's like that, but they may have a few different areas for different ability levels of skiers and boarders. It gives them something fun and different to do on our slopes. Plus, because our slopes aren't as long as they are, say, out in Colorado or other places, you don't have to wait on a chairlift ride that long to go back up to the top of the terrain park and do it again. So it's really kind of, we have sort of ideal slopes for terrain parks, and that's kind of really big in the industry right now.
All right, Mickey, for folks who are thinking of a ski vacation, where can they go to find out information?
The best thing to do is go to our website, which is goskimichigan.com. And check out the deals and specials. There's a little button for that. We also have some really good programs. There's a program called Discover Michigan Skiing for people who have never skied before. It's a really inexpensive way to learn how to ski. It's done at 23 participating ski areas across the state, where you can learn to ski through the month of January for $30, $40 for snowboarding. And you can also learn right from there what the snow conditions are at every ski area because there's a conditions link, and you can see what's going on at every different ski area in our state.
We've been talking with Mickey McWilliams, the executive director of the Michigan Snow Sports Industries Association. Thanks so much, Mickey. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.